5 Times Faster by Simon Sharp. The one-sentence summary. We need to rethink the science, economics and diplomacy of climate change to move 5 times faster. What the book says. Experts are not properly examining risk assessments related to climate change, nor even asking the right questions. We seem to know the least about the things that matter most. When the author asked scientists, research funders, and those in government who receive research intended for policymakers why this was, they responded with 3 reasons. 1. Willful ignorance. Researchers have been discouraged from looking at global warming scenarios over 2 degrees centigrade in case they were seen to be giving up on the target. 2. More confidence than relevance. Scientists don't like to make predictions unless they're completely confident, which means that politicians are rarely presented with the possibility of catastrophic outcomes whilst there is still a tiny chance that they may not happen. And 3, a preference for novelty over relevance. This is a fundamental ambiguity about what science is for. People, including scientists, get bored with the same old stuff, so they often get excited about so-called original studies, whilst ignoring more fundamental but possibly important work. Thresholds of impact demonstrate risks that can be found if we go looking for them. These include temperatures being too hot for humans and crops, and there being too much sea for cities. The author calls this telling the boiling frog what he needs to know. Because of reinforcing feedback loops, there are tipping points of no return, and they are irreversible. When all 3 of these phenomena come together, it's bad news, as in melting ice caps, hotter temperatures, and rising sea levels. Scientists have 2 different ways of being wrong. One is to believe that your hypothesis is correct when it is not, called a false positive or type 1 error, and the other is to believe that your hypothesis is wrong when in fact it is true, a false negative or type 2 error. Scientists have a strong aversion to type 1, but are relatively tolerant of type 2. There is no standard practice for checking if you have thrown out a finding that was actually true. False precision in the face of uncertainty is an issue. You can't add up your question marks. The choice between whether to view the economy as a machine or an ecosystem directly affects our ability to make good policy on climate change. Reductionism has dominated Western science for 300 years, but it has limitations. You can't establish the possibility of a hurricane by studying the properties of a water molecule. The Accelerating Transitions framework has 3 parts. Emergence, that's faster innovation with coordinated development and testing. Diffusion, that's coordinated deployment with larger economies of scale. And reconfiguration, with coordinated standards and level playing fields where needed.